So Mrs. Munro is also speaking for seeking the independent bracelet. It says here you're asking questions. Do you know that you can't ask questions of council, councillors or staff? Has that been explained to you?
I was informed that today by the council staff. It was very helpful. Thank you. I was also told there'd only be three speakers. So again, I wasn't really expecting to have to do this. I basically had written a letter about at the meeting, and the thing that frightened me most was when anybody would ask the general manager about a question about a plane, a hangar, a fence, wildlife, the runway. His response was always, "Oh, but we're going to make $100 million out of this every day."
Now I'm going to ask you to behave. You cannot do what you just did.
Well, sorry, but that's...
I'm serious, because if you do that, I'll have to ask you to sit down.
That alarmed me that this gentleman was spouted the same thing 20 times in the one set of questions. So you start to go, sounds a bit odd. But what also frightened me was in the... pieces of paper that you gave us at the thing, the council claimed that if we do not get all this, if we do not do all the CASA things, that we would lose all of our emergency services. And when you speak to the Westpac chopper, they said, no, you're not going to lose that. And when you speak to the air ambulance, no, we tend to send choppers rather than ambulance. And again, with the fire and rescue, the fire, they say, like, no, it doesn't have to be a CASA-registered airport for them to go there. So then again, my suspicion goes like, oh, I wonder why they told us we're going to lose all this. This is like what I'm thinking in my head. And you know, why they told us we're going to lose all these things if we don't do the CASA upgrade? So that made me, again, a bit uncomfortable. And one of the other points was... so it just sort of worried me. And then when I went and checked, which I haven't got with me, the five-year plan, which was in 2016-17, I think. And I wondered why, because I did ask whoever, general manager, the other day how long they'd been working on this airport plan. And he said, since 2015, I wrote it down. So you happy with that? He said, yeah. But what worried me was it wasn't in the five-year strategic plan, not one mention of it at all. And if we're going to be saddled with an enormous debt, one would think that perhaps it might need a mention in the five-year plan. I'm sorry, I haven't got that with me to show you that document. So I just, it's rang a lot of alarm bells for me. And also... I do understand the CASA side. I'm not too worried about that. But with getting us into the debt for the hangars, I personally believe the Upper Hunter Council, all right, we might do a bit in grant money. Surely we could put that into the airport, like the CASA side. But the way I see it, the Warbird Museum, that should be done by private investors and not us. And if you think it's going to make all that money, and Maurice Colson, everyone thinks it's going to make all this money, that's great. Let them invest in it and let them make all those billions and millions of dollars of profit, because I personally do not wish to be our council to be saddled with the debt years and years down the track. And, you know, we might still be here to pay for it, but some of the council people and the staff may not be. So, anyway, thank you for that.
Thank you, Kay. Just a moment, please. Do the councillors have any questions? No questions? Thank you. Thanks, Kay.